On the phone, we have comedian and frequent, of course, Comedy Central contributor. He's performing at the Stand Up for Choice benefit for Planned Parenthood on Monday night at the Beacon Theater. You can call 212-307-7171 for tickets. I think we'll have that on our website at morningsedition.com. Lewis Black, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
It's delightful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's morning.
You can feel the city battening down the hatches.
Oh, yeah. You ready? What are you doing for the convention?
I'm going to stand and just stare at them. The one in Boston was enough to make you psychotic, and you like them.
Yeah. Were you up there? Yeah, what'd you do up there?
I just walked around weeping. It's like being at a big Christian convention. Everybody's smiling for no apparent reason.
trying to maintain face.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. You know what it's like. You guys, when they start interviewing us, we've lost our grip. When they're calling, when MSNBC is calling me up and saying, can you be on this show when Hardball wants me?
Yeah.
Is everybody died? I kept going to find, there's all of these people to talk to. Yeah. Why would you talk to me?
You're entertaining, Lewis.
Yeah, but for God's sake. That's not their job.
Yeah.
That's part of what we do.
Yeah. Wait, let's talk more about this in a second. Stay with us, Lewis. We'll be right back on Air America Radio. Begun our descent. See the runway. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
On Air America Radio. This is Morning's Edition. We're talking to Lewis Black, who's going to be appearing at Stand Up for Choice at the Beacon Theater on Monday night. Is that sold out, Lewis?
No, I think we've still got tickets.
All right, 212-307-7171. More information on our website, morningsedition.com. So, hey, what do you think of Kerry lately? What do you think about these Swifo for Truth guys?
Well, what about this? Just as you probably already talked about it, that they wake up and that thing in the Post, that they got another guy?
Well, what do you mean, another guy who...
The Admiral who says... That they who talked to Robert Novak, which means what?
He's lying here, right?
You know, I mean, it's like, come on. He goes, I've never talked to anybody. I don't have any political affiliation. But he injured himself with a grenade launcher, and that's how he got his first Purple Heart.
That's ridiculous.
This is like an acid flashback.
Right. I mean, these guys are clearly lying. All of them are lying.
It's just beyond belief. It is, and what I gotta say about the Republicans is it's this spectacular. I've never thought I'd live, I knew 1984 hadn't come, but now it's here.
Yeah, finally, the wait is over.
It is. if you say it long enough, they'll believe it. I mean, there's no discussion of anything except his Vietnam War record. What happened to what happened to the oral sex arguments? It makes you pine for that.
At least when they were slandering people and it was at least lucid, lurid and exciting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I didn't have to go back into the bushes and relive Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
How many times do we have to go through everything over and over and over again? God, couldn't they have just found an intern that had done something with him and then we could move along? But no!
We've got to go all the way back to Vietnam.
We've got to go back to Vietnam. We've got to go through all the pictures again. I've got to go through all of that. I mean, going through it once was enough. It's like this benefit I'm doing. It's kind of like, are we insane? We have to go discuss choice again?
Yeah, exactly.
How many times do we got to discuss it? They're nuts. Okay, that's it. Ball game's over. They're crazy.
Persistent, though. That's the thing. They're persistent. They never stop coming.
They don't. And I'm Jewish. Guess what? We don't believe in hell, so we're not going anywhere.
Exactly.
We're still waiting for the Messiah, and then he'll tell us if we made a mistake.
But that evolution isn't true.
No, that's my favorite. That's why I really like discussing these things with these guys. The fact that they have no concept. How do you say evolution isn't true? It's fossils. We win. Don't we win?
We've got proof.
We have it.
The proof is the jury's in.
Yeah.
What do you think of these protesters? Do you think they should do it or they shouldn't do it? Is there all this big conversation like, don't get violent, do get violent?
I think they can't get violent. You know, we're screwed. If they get violent, we're screwed. Then it's just another. Then it's another. Then it's like, look, it's 68. I told you. He was in the boat, and they're exactly the same people. It's the same. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, Lord knows. Why? Look, you know, it's tough enough living in this city. I don't need people throwing stuff. It's hard enough on July 4th to get through the streets of New York.
Yeah, let alone. Yeah, but I didn't mind. There was like 12 people that took their clothes off.
Well, that's perfect.
More of that.
You know, more of the stuff that kind of scares Republicans. That's the violence doesn't scare them. They like that. Then they're allowed repression.
Yeah. You're feeding right into
it. Freaks them. They don't know what to do with it.
So what do you think? You think that there's a possibility that Osama bin Laden might give the keynote speech?
Oh, man.
Do you think they got him or they don't? What do you think?
I don't think the final thing ultimately about me and government is that they're not that capable. I don't think they have them. I think they're incompetent.
Yeah.
I'm never that paranoid because I kind of go, they can kind of like blow hard and do stuff and finagle, but they're never really good when push comes to shove.
Yeah. So you think that there's no way for them to look moderate. They're going to try and look moderate at the convention, and I just think that how are they going to avoid the fact that their entire base are a bunch of religious fanatics?
Well, it's going to be tough. And, and those Darth Vader masks aren't going to help. what they did, they're going to send out all these guys. What happened to McCain?
Yeah. No, he just sold out that guy.
It was like watching Sammy Davis hug Nixon. It all comes back again.
See that? We're back to Vietnam.
It all goes back. We're going to have to go through this again. It's like a tape loop. It's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, where's Rowan and Martin when you need them?
Exactly.
One of them's dead, unfortunately.
And don't think I didn't try to pitch that show, Mark.
the new laughing. It'll be perfect.
What? I mean, it actually is. I was screaming about it at somebody. I kept going, let's just go back. There.
I think you can still get George Schlatter is still around. Did you talk to him?
Of course he is. He's never going to die.
The guy that produced it, for those of you who don't know. So are you going to be in town for the whole week, or are you going to split? Be honest.
No, you got to. I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the way we make our living. I got to see this. That's another 20 minutes for my ass.
Yeah. Who else is on the show with you this weekend?
We've got... It's Joan Osborne, Lou Reed.
It's a variety show.
It's a whole thing. And then they're giving Cynthia Nixon, Michael McKean, Patrice will be there.
Patrice O'Neill?
Westhoffer.
Patrice O'Neill, yeah. Moby's going to be there?
Yep.
Oh, man, it's like a cavalcade.
Oh, wow, Moby, no Eminem then.
So when you were up at the Democratic Convention, what was the most significant moment? Did you have any moments when any of the freaks?
The best was when I went into the little cage, because the Democrats had done such a good job of containing protesters, they actually put them in that cage area.
Yeah.
And I went in at like 9 o'clock in the morning to do it for the Comedy Central website to cover it. And I went down to see, there's nobody, there's literally 10 people in there and a guy with a boombox singing 80s disco with the mic, and the 10 people yelling, get off the stage! So I stand there and start yelling and screaming about this is, the end of protest as we know it.
Yeah.
And I get a crowd of 50 people. I'm going, this is, but I'm screaming at them, what's the matter with you? And the protest signs were all facing into the pen.
Yeah.
Nobody could see the signs anyway. How dumb of a protester gotta be? You're protesting and you've got the sign pointed at yourself.
Thanks a lot, Lewis. We got a fax coming in. That's Lewis Black. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks, Lewis.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You take care. I'll plug the show again at the end here. Here's a liberal agenda. That was great. He's got to get back to the oxygen tank. Anyway. Here, cheers. Lewis, that's great. He's hilarious.